You are now listening to A Tale from a World Asunder. Behind you, the vast plains and riverlands of the Imperial Meridian Republic, casting its long shadow even here. Ahead, among snow-capped mountains and wooded ridges, is your destination. Beyond this point, your guides will be rumor, suspicion, and above all, story.
I am Simon. I will be your GM, and joining me are the lovely Louisa.
I'm Elena Bendetta, but you can call me Mila.
And Nick.
I don't think I introduced myself properly earlier. I'm Adelaide, Captain Adelaide.
I can't imagine you folks are here for the farming or the mining, looking very much out of place, the both of you.
A girl with pink hair and horns.
And a 6'5" half-orc and a boncho.
So I imagine y'all will be headed towards the base. Is that right?
Dispatch didn't say that they were sending a mage.
Some say that a mage arrives when they mean to.
Would you mind stating your business for me, please?
I'm looking for a Lieutenant De Montoya. Every week, a letter would come, and then it didn't, and then he didn't come back. I'm his fiancé.
Lieutenant Montoya has been absent without prior leave.
They're not telling us something.
It was strange. It was like he was ill.
High command hasn't been letting news get out for a minute.
Omar isn't the first man to go missing. It gets dark out here in ways it doesn't get dark back home. And then out of the dark comes this glimmering, fanged thing. You hear a tremendous cracking and crashing.
This way.
A body hitting the ground.
Pick another battle.
The grove is lit on fire.
Stay back there.
A very big creature hitting the ground and running.
I don't think they're the last we've seen, but whatever this is.
You feel the knife come out from your neck.
I said friend or foe.
And then plunge towards it.
It's gotta be now. End it now.
What do you know? This is a storybook monster.
Pure illusion.
It's a thing you tell kids about to keep them inside. Then you already know too much.